From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort beginning Thursday. And North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a professor of government and international studies at Hong Kong Baptist University.
Clearly, Trump would like to see China putting more pressure on North Korea. As you know, China would like to see the U.S. opening direct negotiations with North Korea. Whether China is going to really becoming more serious about implementing sanctions vis-à-vis North Korea remains to be seen. But clearly what Trump's message is, if you don't do it, we will, I think, result on military actions or any kind of actions which will cripple North Korea.
Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of UN security resolutions, but the North has defied the ban as an infringement of its sovereign rights to self-defense in pursuit of space exploration. Britain, France, and the United States are strongly condemning Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government's role in a chemical weapons attack that killed scores of people, including children. The attack in a rebel area of Idlib province sparked global outrage. President Trump described the attack as, in his words, an affront to humanity that cannot be tolerated. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State extremist group executed 33 people this week, the first mass execution carried out by the militants this year. The British-based watchdog group says its activists witnessed the executions, but says it is unknown if those killed were fighters on either side of the Syrian six-year civil war or civilians who had been arrested by the Islamic militants and sentenced to die. The observatory says it is the largest mass execution carried out by the Islamic militants since two groups of 15 were killed in two separate executions late last year. In the U.S., Democratic senators opposing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch spoke late into the night Wednesday.
I'm concerned by Judge Gorsuch's record of putting corporate interests before the public interest. His past decisions, they demonstrate a resistance on his part to put victims and employees' needs above those of large corporations. He's regularly sided with employers over workers.
The Senate Republican leader is opposed to change the rules to get around the Democratic opposition to get Gorsuch confirmed by lowering the threshold for a vote on Supreme Court nominees from 60 votes to a simple majority. Republicans would eliminate the ability of Democrats to keep Gorsuch off the high court. Republicans would then be able to confirm Gorsuch by a simple yes or no vote. Germany is threatening to slap social media companies with huge fines if they do not act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a measure that would fine websites like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they do not do enough to censor comments that violate German speech law. Germany has a ban on speech that overtly promotes racism or insults a certain segment of the population. The draft legislation would require social media companies to remove any illegal speech within 24 hours of it being flagged by users. The United States may soon extend its ban on computers in the cabin of some flights from the Middle East and Africa to more airports. The head of the U.S. Homeland Security Department, Secretary John Kelly, told a Senate committee the action is in response to concerns that terrorists may target commercial aviation by smuggling explosives and larger electronics. Travelers on direct flights to the U.S. from 10 airports in 8 Middle Eastern and North African countries are required to pack any electronics larger than a mobile phone into their checked luggage. For details and more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.